Hello, this is Rick.
Hi, this is Ruben.
Hey, Ruben, how you doing?
Living the dream. How about yourself?
Pretty good, I guess. Hey, listen, I was wondering, I was talking to Josh over there, Divorcins, however you say it, and looking at some vent hoods, that type thing. I wonder if you can give me some, he says you guys do leasing, I wonder if you can give me some basic, you know, cost per thousand for whatever type leases you have, just so I can figure out a budget of whether or not I want to do this type of thing or not.
Yeah, no problem. What kind of business do you have?
It's going to be a restaurant.
Is it a startup?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's an existing remodel startup. Yeah, it's like a current customer base. But, you know, I don't really want to go through the whole credit thing. I'm just trying to get a ballpark number. I know it's hard for you to do it that way. But just
no, it's not. But if I don't ask you questions, I'm going to give you wrong numbers. So I'm not. Let me ask you some questions. So
sure.
Are you buying an existing business?
No, just the assets of it. Just the actual business is going away.
Are you so the name is different?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't have a name yet, so.
Okay. And do you are currently own other businesses?
Pardon me?
Do you currently own other businesses or no?
No.
Okay. Startup restaurants, we consider that a startup. It'd be considered extensively high risk. The reason is that our default ratio exceeds 25% of people that do startups that just hang up the phone on us. However, we do them. How much is the hood you're looking for?
It's around 30 grand.
Okay. This is a ventless hood or is this a bolted-in hood?
Yeah, a ventless hood, yeah.
Okay. What we specialize
you
in.
Know all about, you know all about all this stuff that I guess sounds like that.
I run our restaurant equipment finance division.
Oh, okay.
So, Josh is a great, unfortunately, great company. We worked with them for years. I can just tell you what the market is for startup restaurant financing and just give you some information, education, and it's, you know, take it from there. We do startup restaurant financing. We finance all different types of equipment. Ventless hoods are a weird asset because they're somewhat between a hood and regular resellable equipment. They're kind of in a no man's land, but we do them all the time.
Yeah.
We also offer financing for refrigerators, furniture, point of sale, etc. I think the biggest issue that we experience is customers come to us and there's a lot of cost that this equipment is expensive. What terms are available for you? What do you know what your credit score is?
It's around 800 somewhere.
Okay, so you pay your bills, you have really good credit. Are you a homeowner?
Yeah.
You are?
Yes, yeah, yes, I am.
And do you have any experience in the restaurant industry?
Just working in one, and you know, went to a chef's school, that type of thing. So.
All right, so you have some good background. And last question.
Yeah. I've been looking into this for years, so and this is actually quite a good lease deal. It's just a matter of problems getting in exhaust hoods, you know, the usual building inspector crap. So.
Okay, and last question for you.
Sure.
Besides your credit, about how much cash do you have on hand?
Probably 30 grand.
Okay. So, you know, I understand you want to spend all that money. I have two programs available. I have one program that's a lease with option to own. I have another lease dollar out program. It's 2 to 5 years. It allows you to get equipment and generate the revenue for it to match up the payments. Now, in terms of what's available for you, you know, what would you qualify and what are the costs? I can give you some numbers. Do you want me to give you some rough numbers?
Yeah, I just want the numbers, assuming everything would go through normally, you know, under the circumstances you just asked me about.
Okay.
Just so I'm just trying to plug in the spreadsheets numbers, you know, not more costs that need to be calculated into whether or not this is really worth doing or not, to be honest with you.
Okay.
It's becoming a problem with the building more than anything else, you know.
Okay. So let's kind of give you some ideas.
Okay. Yeah, so you know, if you say with say $30,000 just to make a round number.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to quote you on a program that we use a lot for startup restaurants when you have good credit and you put some skin into the game. So I think a good program for you to, if you have a pen handy, you'd probably put have your first payment would be about $6,000. You'd finance the whole 30, but you have your first payment of $6,000 then to cover your first month.
Okay.
It wouldn't be down, it'd actually cover your first month. And then you'd have 35 remaining payments. So instead of 36 total, 6,000 as first, then 35 remaining payments, and I think the payment estimate for you would be around 1,030
a month. 130
a month.
That's what 6K. I'm just gonna call 6K down, just because it's just.
That's okay.
The way my brain works. Okay. that's a lease to own type thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then you said you have one other one too?
I have another one. It just gets more expensive. So if we can get that, I think that's the way to go.
Oh, okay. All right, well, that's good, because that gives me some, you know, numbers to work with. That's a whole lot better than laying down 30K. You know, and I have a lines of credit and stuff to go with it, but I just don't, you know, I don't want to lay out that kind of cash and then be strapped for other things. Now, you say you do all the leasing on all the other equipment, too. I'm going to need some other stuff as well. So.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to help you. I'm assuming my whole thing is I'm going to rub you the wrong way, because I've got I'm just a straight to the point person. People come
I'd
in.
You'd be that way.
Yeah, no nonsense. You've got really good credit, so you're used to borrowing money cheaply. You're not going to borrow money cheaply, but you're going to conserve your capital, so you're going to match up payments instead of drowning yourself and leaving yourself with no operating capital. Additionally, our financing goes underneath your business credit. It doesn't go under your personal credit, so you won't actually be impacting your personal credit. You'll be keeping it clean.
Oh, okay. So this is a business loan. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't affect. We'll look at your personal credit, but you know the product is simple. Hey, if you can save, if you want to save your capital, great. If you basically want to demand 2% interest, not a good fit. It's really more of a. These deals either get done based on certain people understanding the process, or there's a huge personality clash. It just really depends.
Right, yeah. So that's basically a three year lease zone. Okay.
What? Yeah.
Yeah, 3 years. I'm just writing stuff down here as you're talking. So. All right, that sounds good. So, I mean, I could put more down. Say I needed some extra equipment. Say just another $10,000 worth of equipment. I mean, I bought quite a bit of equipment with the existing business. So, but there's still things I'm going to need. It would probably just pretty much the same ratio would apply, I would imagine, across the board. Is that right?
You got it.
In other words, if I want the $30,000, I would go up to, say, $8,000 down, and the payment would go up proportionately.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Well, that's good enough for now. That sounds good. It's a whole lot better.
You got it.
He wanted me to give you a call because he said you guys do this all the time. And
yeah.
I may be forced into going to this thing because of the building codes. And it's a really good location, and it's... A lot of existing clientele, even though it's going to be a different business, they're all kind of standing in line up. So I want to get going on this as soon as I can, but I got to get through the building department first. So
got it.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for your help. And hopefully I'll be back in touch with you soon.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, give me a call anytime, all right?
Okay, Ruben. Thank you.
Pleasure meeting you. Bye-bye.